Nolte, Joe Biden's Dangerously Gaffetastic European Blunder Tour. By John Nolte on March 29, 2022. Never in history have we seen an American president fire off a litany of dangerous gaffes like his fraudulency Joe Biden did during his just-completed European tour. Over just a few days, Biden told the world American troops were headed to fight the war in Ukraine. America was prepared to use chemical weapons against Russia. And America wanted regime change in Russia. So no one can accuse me of taking Grandpa McCrapy out of context, here are the full quotes. Biden telling U.S. troops stationed in Poland they are headed to Ukraine. You're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there. You're gonna see women, young people standing in the middle in front of a damn tank just saying, I'm not leaving, I'm holding my ground. Biden's promise to use chemical weapons. Question, could, if chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO? The president, it would trigger a response in kind. Whether or not, you're asking whether NATO would cross, we'd make that decision at the time. Biden pledging regime change in Russia. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase a people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future rooted in democracy and principle. Hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. As if that regime change statement is not bad enough on its own, that was Biden's closing line. That's how he closed his speech, by calling for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be removed from power. With respect to Russia, we're not only talking about a massive nuclear power. We're talking about a war in Ukraine in which we have no national interests. Now, before you all start crybabying over democracy. And Putin. Of course, we want to see Ukraine remain sovereign. Of course, we want to see Putin bloodied and humiliated. But that's an emotional reaction to his appalling aggression. As far as geopolitics, what happens to Ukraine is not our problem. Nevertheless, here's the doddering, enfeebled, low-IQ president of the United States running around Europe saying 1. American troops are headed into Ukraine. 2. America's ready to use chemical weapons against Russia. And 3. There must be regime change in Russia. And then the rinse-wash-repeat cycle begins. The White House clears its throat and clarifies the president's dangerous ad-libs as nothing burgers. Then Biden, as he did yesterday, tells the world that our ears are lying to us, that he never said those things. The danger here is not that the world believes Biden will send troops into Ukraine with chemical weapons to unseat Putin. The danger is the world, including Putin, knows Biden is not mentally fit to be president. He's weak, scattered, unsure, and shouting belligerence like a confused nursing home patient. This is almost certainly why Putin chose now to invade Ukraine. Putin knows he's dealing with a weak and enfeebled American president. The same with former President Barack Obama. Putin knew he could get away with invading Crimea with President Redline in office. Believe me, Putin's 4-year invasion pause during the Trump years was no coincidence. I know we were all focused on the upcoming 2022 midterms and somewhat focused on what will happen during the 2024 presidential election. And in many ways, that's a good thing. The release valve of national elections every 2 years is one of the most genius aspects of the U.S. Constitution. But what we cannot forget is Joe Biden will be president for close to 3 more years. We're only through the first quarter of his presidency, and he is deteriorating before our eyes. He was always a corrupt moron, but now he's a 79-year-old president entering senility. Worse still, he's a 79-year-old president entering senility protected by billions of corporate media dollars and who can only be replaced with Vice President Cackley McMoron. 3 more years of this? Talk about the significance of the passage of time, and the need to stock up on canned goods. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.